Cooper and Anthony Show.
I signed up for the week free HBO thing.
Uh-huh.
So I got to watch, finally, the Deadwood movie, which I totally disagree with you. It was awesome.
What? It was so boring, and I love those characters.
I think you're out of your mind. I think it was awesome.
Okay.
And then I hear everybody talking about The Watchers. So I finally got to see The Watchers.
And?
Okay, so I watched the whole first episode. And
wait,
then,
The Watchers or Watchmen?
Watchmen.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, Watchmen is the thing everyone loves. I don't know what The Watchers
okay,
is.
Whatever. Watchmen. So I finally sat down to watch that. And I saw the first episode. Uh-huh. I don't understand. I'm very lost. I made it halfway through the second episode. I don't understand it. I'm very lost. I don't understand at all.
Why don't you see the movie first?
Is there a movie?
Yeah, that's where it comes from. Go see the movie, and then you can watch the series. You're not allowed to watch the series until you watch the movie, because you're confused.
Oh. So if I saw the movie first, this would make sense.
Well, for you, yeah. The rest of us, I watched the series, and I was fine, and I'd never seen the movie.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's set in 1936 or if it's set in 2036. I don't know. I'm so confused by this show.
There are time jumps. That's the whole thing. But that first scene is really beautiful, and some of it's historical, some of it's not, some of it's fictitious. It's really the acting is phenomenal. I think you'll really like it ultimately. But why don't you go ahead and see the movie first? So you know what's going on.
Yeah, because I saw it and I'm like, oh, cool. I like Don Johnson. He was in Miami Vice. So I'm going to like this show. So I kept watching it. They killed Don Johnson in the first episode.
Right. I know. And it's so sad because he was so good in Django Unchained. Like, he really does a good job.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he does a good job of playing those, like, old Southern racist that you hate, but yet you love him because he's Don Johnson, you know? Mm-hmm. So you're like, wow, I love Don Johnson, but I hate this character. So, yeah, no, I think you'll like it. It's a very good series. There's a reason why it's up for so many Emmys.
There's some things that are way over my head. That's one of them.
Well, I think if you started watching Ratched, have you seen Ratched? Have you started watching that yet on Netflix?
Ratched. Writing that down.
All right.
Does it have anything to do with The Watchmen?
No, nothing to do with The Watchmen.
Okay,
so
is Don Johnson in this?
He is not in it so far. No. But what's great about Ratched is that you don't have to have seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest to understand it. But
it
helps. Like, okay, so if you saw One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest,
I'm marking it out because you mentioned a movie from the 30s.
First of all, the movie is from, I think it's from like the 60s or 70s or something like that. Yeah, I don't know when it's from, but it's from like a long time ago. Jack Nicholson was in it, and the idea is that there's this horrible nurse. So One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest takes place in an insane asylum, and there's a horrible nurse there, Nurse Ratched. So this is Ryan Murphy, the guy who did American Horror Story and Pose and all those great shows on FX. So he did this show for Netflix, and it's the origin story of Nurse Ratched.
Is it something like American Horror Story? Because
it's just like American Horror Story.
Okay, then I'm not watching it.
It's so dark.
American Horror Story so I can be kind of hip. I don't like it. I never liked any of them.
Oh.
They're just horrible. They're just a waste of time.
Well, this is all those same actors. It's all the same. You know how he does that? He has like a stable of actors he keeps using over and over. So same thing here. He has like Finn Wittrock and Sarah Paulson. You're going to see a lot of actors that you've seen before in all the American Horror Stories in this.
But no Don Johnson.
No, unfortunately, no Don Johnson. But Sharon Stone shows up.
Oh, does she? Well, of course. What else she got to do?
No, it's really good. I'm like four episodes in. I love it. It's so
Ratched.
Good.
Ratched. Okay. Well, I got to watch it quick because I'm losing Netflix soon. So I got to watch it really fast.
I'll give you my password. Don't worry.
Thanks. Because, my father-in-law is cutting off the Netflix. So I only...
Why? What'd you do?
He's cutting it off.
Because of Cuties? Is he one of those guys that's mad because of Cuties?
He's mad because of Cuties is on there, and he's turning it off. So I'm the loser now because Cuties is on Netflix. I lose out on Cobra Kai. I can't watch Cobra Kai now because of Cuties is on there.
I'll give you my Netflix information. But see, I think this is so interesting. So your father-in-law is one of these people that really hates cancel culture, yet he's the first person to cancel something.
Without even seeing it.
Without even seeing it, without even knowing what he's canceling about.
But and he doesn't understand how many people watched that account. I think half the state now has his password. He's cutting off the whole family.
Right. You know, they just started running all the old James Bond movies on there, you know, to get you ready for No Time to Die, which comes out in November.
Right.
So to get you excited about it, they're running all these, not all good ones, because you do have to sit through the Pierce Brosnan ones, but they're all there. Not all, most of them, like a whole bunch of the 007, all of the Daniel Craig ones are there. It's all on Netflix.
Did you see now, speaking of watching things on TV, that The Boys is getting 1-star reviews?
Well, it's terrible.
Are you kidding me? It's the best thing on TV.
That's why I love it. I love it because it's terrible.
But it's getting 1-star reviews because they only put out an X amount of episodes and are coming out with episodes every week. So
every Friday, yeah.
So people with keyboards are now upset and they're going on forums and slamming it.
I know, because people like to binge. It's like, don't tell me. You know, we're so spoiled now with binge watching. It's like, don't tell me when I should watch something. I'll watch it at my own pace. We've gotten used to that now.
I know, but it gives me something to look forward to, because if they would have put it out all out at once, I would have watched it all at once and then I'd have nothing to look forward to.
That one scene with Doppelganger was terrible.
That was so awesome.
Oh my God, it was so bad. It was so bad that it was good.
Name one show that's been on TV that's half as good as that. You can't.
Every show that's on TV is better than The Boys. And also the title still makes no sense whatsoever.
Oh, come on. It's a great show. And I can't wait for the next week. I'm like I was when The Sopranos was on. I can't wait. And they don't give you a preview for the next week. So I'm going out of my mind. I don't even get a preview.